I know you're sleeping right now, but I have a question for you. Is the hero the victor, or the one who's sacrificed? When you're writing, the hero is always the one with the most to lose. But you haven't lost anything, have you? You came to our village. You ended all those bandits. You were celebrated, feasted, then you drank. And now here you are, asleep in my inn. Oh, your eyes are open. How much of my embarrassing monologue did you hear? You can talk, don't worry. It's moving you're going to have a problem with. Shh. I'm not going to hurt you. You saved my village. I wouldn't dream of harming you. You're precious, and I want to see you protected, the way you protect others. I am going to crawl on top of you, though. Isn't that better? We're so warm and cuddled up. This is what safety is. Two people curled up in bed at night. Yes, you're right. Ideally, one of them wouldn't be paralyzed from the neck down. But that isn't as romantic when you're confessing your feelings. Right? Don't worry. I'll convince you. I'll even endure your animosity, as long as you keep talking to me. Hey. Gods, you're beautiful. I knew if I got to look at you up close, it would be everything. Hi. What long eyelashes. Are you blushing? It's hard to tell in the dark. Did you really defeat those bandits? Or did you wink at them and then they all swooned? You can tell me. I'll keep your secret. Yeah? You're a lot more peaceful than I thought you would be. More tranquil. It's fun, isn't it? Whispering in the dark. Having my hair fall around you like a curtain as I lean over you. Oh, I knew you'd be reasonable. I can't be the first fangirl that's broken into your room. I'm just the first one to poison you. Yeah, you might let me off. Oh, fun. I knew I was your type. Although I am a bit upset you don't recognize me. Oh, now that made your eyebrow raise. I guess I've grown up. We both have. But we were from the same village. Yeah, right near the falls. Yes, I was the baker's daughter. I remember you too. I wish we could have spent more time together. You were always out in the woods. Training, yes. I trained too, you know. I make a very good sourdough now. Of course I'll feed you some in the morning, but that's so far away. Let's focus on what we have right now. The whole night stretching out in front of us. Yeah, I just need to spread out on top of you like another blanket. I know you can't move, but don't worry. I'll keep you safe this time. The door is locked from both sides. So is the window. No one is getting in. I didn't want to be interrupted. Well, baby, I had a whole speech prepared if you were unwilling. Now what are we gonna do? Oh, I have an idea. Come here. Now you know why I only paralyzed you from the neck down. You taste good. You don't have a girlfriend, right? Doesn't matter if you do, but I'm just asking. Oh, perfect. I knew you didn't. I just wanted to see if you'd use a convenient lie to send me away. I know it's crazy. You make me crazy. Look at me. I paralyzed you and you saved my village. Yeah. You really don't mind, do you? Oh, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. But you haven't rejected me. So let's go deeper. Just let me rub your neck a little. You have tension here, don't you? You're safe in bed with someone who adores you. Someone who would never hurt you. You want to know what else I did? What else makes me crazy? All right. What if I told you I paid those bandits to come? That's hot. Oh, you're perfect. Please. In the morning, will you take me with you? I'm tired of being an innkeeper. I want to live the life that you live, and I want to help you. I'll stay by your side. Or stay in the inn while you go to a dungeon. Either way. Just let me be with you. You're all I've been able to think about since you left. It was so hard to track you down, to lure you to me, to get on top of you in this bed. Please. Please, 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 please. I will be so good to you. Yeah, you need another kiss to think about it. You just like hearing me beg, don't you? Greedy. Oh, I can't get enough. This feels like a dream. Yeah? You promise you'll be the same once you're no longer paralyzed? Why do I believe you? Fine. I'm all in. I love you. I've loved you for a long time. And stalking you for as long as I have, I know I'm not just in love with the idea of you. I like you for the parts of you that are imperfect. And I know there's something inside of me that just knows we're going to slide into place perfectly. All of our jagged edges are going to complement each other, and I can't... It's hard to explain, but I think you know what I mean. I just... Right. Right. Let me be close to you. You'll take me with you. Oh, good. I know this is going to work out. Here. Let me cuddle up to you. We'll have time for everything later. For now, I want you to rest and recover from what I did to you. I'm sorry. I won't do it again until our anniversary. How does that sound? Time to rest, brave hero. Thank you for listening to me. For accepting me. You're perfect. Now close your eyes. Yes, I want you to fall asleep. Take a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Feel the weight of the blanket, the mattress underneath you. I'm curled up around you, keeping you safe and warm. You couldn't move if you wanted to. So just rest, okay? Good, 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 good. You're perfect. You're beautiful. I can't wait to see your long eyelashes greet me in the morning when you blink awake.